Blog Talk Radio.
Regal Poet Radio.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I was getting nervous.
Oh, sorry. No, I was calling the number. I'm not in the office. So I was calling the number from another number. So sorry. I was trying to call through and it wasn't. I was just kind of sitting and waiting.
No problem. So it goes on in about 20 seconds. Did you have a chance to look at the questions?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so let's go ahead and go in to the show now. Okay?
Okay.
Regal Poet Radio.
Welcome to the Regal Poet Radio Show. I am your host, Yvonne and Prosper, and Regal Poet is the conduit for poet and entrepreneurs. Today we are talking books, and I know already most of you are saying right now, Yvonne, you are always talking money, but this time we actually talked to an expert about how to not only get it, but keep it. I've always heard that it's not about how much money you make, it's about how much you actually keep. Well, you cannot keep money if you do not have a plan. There is a business plan, there's a marketing plan, and there's a money plan. So during the Driven Music Conference that was held in South Florida this past summer, I was able to meet some dynamic people. And I always tell you guys, you know, always gravitate to the most unique people in the room, because that's who you really, really learn from. And I did a lot of that at the Driven Music Conference. I met an accountant whose specialty is working with artists. I've met a few before, but I really have enjoyed her more than most accountants that I've met that have worked with artists. She just seems to be an artist herself, so she just seems so in tune with the needs of an artist when it comes to money. I said I had to have her on the show. Based out of Atlanta, Alexis Kimbrough is the head Regal founder and chief tax accountant with Growth Group. An awesome backstory herself as an entrepreneur. Alexis Kimbrough is an artist in her own realm. We kind of talked about this and it's in her own background, which she'll cover, but she's fully respected. Her work is well crafted in the tax area. She's well drafted, which is awesome. So I am just so pleased to have her on the show, and I've really been pushing you guys to listen to the show and take in as many nuggets as you can, because her information is not only pertinent, but it's really, really bite-sized and chewable, and that's what I really enjoy about her. So whether you have to pay your backup with your singers, whether you have to talk about the taxes. Let's hear from someone who's energetic and well put together, and she's here to discuss that bottom line with us. Alexis, are you on the line?
I am. Thank you for having me, Mo.
No problem. It's actually been a blessing. As I've said to you before, I really enjoy hearing you discuss the money, and that's rare from a right-brained person. So I want to go right into the questions. Some of these questions are what people were kind of coming to me and saying, well, is this going to be just like another talk with the tech? No. And so these are some of the questions that they came with. But first, tell us what you provide for artists with the Growth Group.
Okay, sure. The majority of artists find us initially because they're looking for tax help, whether it's, hey, I haven't filed taxes in 8 years, or they're just looking for someone who specializes in working with artists. And so that's normally how they find us. So tax work is one of the things that we help with, because the TurboTaxes and the H&R Blocks of the world aren't necessarily equipped to be able to handle what's specific about you all, whether it be royalties from, you know, book writing, or whether it be, you know, royalties from music. They typically don't necessarily know how to address those issues. And so that's what people typically come to us to look for initially. Some of the other things that we help with are making sure that you're a profitable business. There's no point in being in business if you just own your day-to-day job. You want to be able to exceed what you could earn out, you know, working at a restaurant or, you know, doing a side gig. You want this to take over and be able to be your primary source of income. So we also help with making sure that artists can make that transition from day job to dream job, and helping them manage the finances along the way. So our big thing is that you can make a prosperous living as an artist when you really, truly love your craft and you help and you allow someone to help you learn the business side.
Awesome. I love that. I love that it's realistic. Like, okay, I know you have a day job, and because we want to make the ends meet, but let's transition it from that day job to that dream job, which is pretty much your own backstory. Walk us through your own entrepreneur backstory, deciding to become a force for artists, because your career, basically, you're working with billion-dollar companies in the past.
Yeah, I certainly have. Right out of college, I started working for an accounting firm based out of Washington, D.C., and we worked for the Walmarts and the hotel, you know, hotel chains of the world. And so, yeah, they're making billions. And essentially, I kind of was like, man, I don't feel like I'm really giving back to, you know, anyone. Like, I'm just adding millions to the billions that these corporations already have. And so I wanted to kind of make a more grassroots, if you will, effort and help actual people who cared about, you know, if I was able to add $1 million to their bottom line, that would make a huge difference in their life and in their business. And so that's kind of where that started. And I, like you said, I do have a musical background. I went to college on a music scholarship. I got an accounting degree out of that, but I did start in music, and a lot of my friends and even family members are also involved in that world. And so this is kind of my give back to that community and showing artists how to manage money, how to be financially prosperous, so that they can live the life that they've dreamed about and live the life that, you know, that they decide to design for themselves. Yeah, my story is essentially that I worked with billion-dollar companies, and I wasn't really pleased there. So I kind of went back to my roots, started contacting my college friends and helping them with taxes and things like that. And from that, I've actually learned a lot from them, and they've become my biggest referral source. And I'm, you know, no longer working with billion-dollar companies, but I do have a few record labels that I work with that are making upwards of $1 million a year in their business and doing what they love.
Awesome. Do you find yourself integrating anything from? Of course, you brought some things with you as a tax accountant, but was there anything that you brought in terms of? Because you really help out the music industry as well. So were there any elements that you brought from the big boys, I guess, into the grassroots that you're doing now?
Yeah, sure. One of the biggest things is that, you know, let's just talk about McDonald's for a second. They weren't one of my clients, but let's say that they were. And they operate in all 50 states and multiple countries. Well, artists are a lot the same way. You don't just perform or you don't just, you know, sell to one state. And so one of the issues that I've had to address with artists is it's not just about paying taxes to the IRS and the state that you live in. All of these states that you're performing in and that you're traveling to, all these countries that you're traveling to, there's tax implications for those things too. And you're also likely, if you're going to other countries, you're receiving income from, you know, in different currencies. And so we help iron out all of those things as well. So those are issues that big corporations have, and they're also issues that artists have. And so I've brought over the expertise from that world back into what I do now with artists to help them with the multi-state tax issues that they have as well.
Cool. Yeah, I needed you about 3 years ago when I was traveling. So how difficult was it to gain that first artistic client, that big client?
Oh, good question. So, it, you know what? It was like a a divine appointment because I was traveling to Toronto and I was still on my day job. And there were these four guys and they were walking through the airport and they all had like an instrument on their back. Somebody had a keyboard, somebody had a guitar, you know, somebody had a violin or whatever. Somebody probably had a snare drum. And so I was like, you know, of course my ears peaked up and I'm interested. So, but they came over and just sat down and started talking. They're like, yeah, what do you do? And I'm like, I'm an accountant. And they're like, do you do taxes? And I'm like, yeah. And so, I gave all of them my card and a couple months later I got an email from one of them saying, hey, remember me from the airport? I'm ready to get my taxes done. And the crazy part is I had went to their show that same night. They were flying into the same city I was. So I went ahead and went to the show and I got to hang out with them, you know, backstage, I guess, afterwards. And they've become one of my biggest and most successful bands that I work with now. And they've been with me since 2009. So it's crazy. It was a divine appointment, honestly, about that first artist that I started working with.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. But you did mention, and this is something that I've been discussing, you did mention that before you were working with your friends and family, you did put it out there, that prototype that you, hey, I have this business. So you had that energy already flowing, but then, you know, God was able to come in and say, hey, you're faithful with a little, here we go. Here's a big one for
right.
you. So that's
yeah.
awesome. So now I know you've done your research, right, opening up your own business. How many other accountants are there available that specialize in the needs of the artists, just like you?
There's not a whole lot. I've found about a handful, and they've even specialized even more. There's one accounting firm out of Connecticut, I believe, that they specifically focus on music retail. So like the Guitar Centers and the Sam Ashes of the world. If you're selling, you know, you're a guitar store or you're a music shop of some type and you're selling instruments and you're selling equipment, they specialize in music retail. So that's even more specific than I get. And then I've also seen one out of Texas. And he only works with people out of Texas, whereas I work with people all over the country, from California to D.C. to Atlanta to Florida, and then back to the U.K. and Canada. So it kind of just really depends. But there aren't a whole lot that are, at least right now, that are specializing in the needs of artists. And so it's good to look for them. If you find more, let me know. I'd love to reach out to them because we are in a collaborative type of environment where we can even learn from each other to best be able to meet the needs of the artist out there. But there aren't a whole lot of people that have decided to specifically specialize in this area and really hone their knowledge to make sure that they're able to meet your needs.
Awesome. Yeah, I will definitely, if I hear it, guys, when you're hearing things, always, you know, I love Twitter, so post and let us know, and I'll forward that to Alexis, because we don't want to, this is not a job for just one man, you know, we have so many artists that we want to build up, and you said something perfect, you said collaborate, that's something that I noticed about you, you collaborate with many people. When I was on your site, I'm like, wow, she's just a networker all the time, because that's how we met, but you come into writers. I see you had a dual article with a virtual assistant to the artist. You have interactive session luck. That's a rarity for entrepreneurs. They, a lot of the times they try to do everything alone. Though we're advancing more these days, we're not trying to do that too much. But why was that important for you to collaborate so much, and what has been the benefits of doing so?
Okay, great question. I acknowledge that I'm not the best at everything. I play to my strengths. And so if I focus on my strengths and I allow the other people to focus on theirs, then we're going to build a much better team. And so if I can't, you know, for example, you know, let's use a band, I can't play all four instruments at once. You know, you have to hire somebody else who's able to take care of that. So if finances aren't your strength, then you hire somebody or you bring somebody in who does have that as one of their strengths, and you let them do their best work. And you stay where, you know, to kind of stay in your lane. It's okay to be knowledgeable about things. And you do, because you want to learn from people, right? But at the same time, you want to make sure that you're not spinning your wheels, recreating the wheel in something that someone else has already mastered. And so for me, you know, I did do a guest post for the Rockstar Advocate you know, and also a music virtual assistant. And, you know, both of them provide services that I don't. You know, I've met a lot of artists who need a virtual assistant, whether that comes to paying for things or ordering things for them, whatever it is, you know, they can also help to save you money in certain areas. So I'm all for collaborating with people. And it's mostly important because you need to spend your time in what you're strong at and play to your strengths. And when you do that, it's going to turn out a whole lot better because you're focusing on your time on what, you know, what makes you money and what you're good at. And you're probably going to enjoy it a whole lot more. I don't see too many people who are too excited about filling out a tax return, right? So why not let me do it?
Exactly. Tell us a little bit more about Luck.
Okay, so Look is an interactive experience that I have created. It is I almost call it like a mini session where I've invited other people who I collaborate with, and they are speaking to their specific strengths. So LUCK stands for Learn, Understand, Commit, Know, and it's a monthly interactive session that's designed to show, designed to show them the opportunity to transform their career. And so, you know, I expect you to want to deviate from the norm in the industry to make sure that you're putting out your unique thing. You know, disrupt your thinking about your industry and develop your definition of success. And so it's an interactive experience. So we walk out with, you have like next steps when you walk out of the session. You don't want to leave and just be like, oh yeah, that was great information, and you have nothing to do with it. And there's no shortcuts to or hacks, as we're calling them these days, to making it in the industry. You have to really commit to learning and understanding the industry that you're in, and that means understanding royalties and copyrights and all of the rest of that stuff. So I have an attorney that I work with, a music marketer that I work with, and they come in to do these interactive sessions, and help you to plan your dream, before you blow all your money in areas where you could have easily learned a little bit more without blowing it all. So it's a great session, and it's been fun for us.
Cool. Yeah, it seems very, very enjoyable. I can't wait till you bring it over here in this end of town. So I'm pretty sure everybody's like, okay, Imone, I need some tips. So what are 5 common mistakes you would love artists to overcome before meeting up with you?
Let's see, before meeting me. Okay, so one of the things that I say is be okay not using the word sellout. Right? You making money doing what you love is not you selling out. It's you capitalizing on your craft, and everybody does it, you know? And so it's not a sellout. It's not, it should not affect your creative, at all. It's just a matter of business, and business isn't a dirty word. So that would be something that I would say before meeting up with me, realize that business is not a dirty word. The second thing is to open up a bank account. A lot of artists are just taking in money in the same account that they have, that they're paying their rent out of, or their utilities or groceries. Go ahead and open a separate account. It doesn't even have to be specifically a business checking account, just a separate account, a new checking account that you only run your artistic stuff through. That'll help you keep track of everything when the year's over. And you can also see whether or not your business is actually self-sustaining or whether you're still having to feed it from your personal funds or from your day job. That would be number two. excuse me. Number three would be to open a savings account and always take your money off the top. I recommend taking 10%. So if you get $100 today from, a gig or from, a royalty or an advance or whatever it is that you may be doing, if you get $100 today, take 10 of it and put it in that savings account. Don't touch it. And spend the rest of the 90, right? Because a lot of times what happens is that we spend whatever's available. We see $100 is available, we spend every penny of it or more, right? And so in order to kind of curb that and make sure that you have money left over for yourself, just take 10% and see how that works for you. And then each quarter, go ahead and take some of that money and spend it on yourself and see how that feels versus spending every red cent that you have on just trying to keep it afloat. You also want to be able to enjoy the life that you're designing and be able to take vacations and things like that.
You said, hey, be mindful of it. And you mentioned that even on your site, be mindful, because if you don't plan it ahead of time, you'll forget, or you'll just spend every penny. So, I just wanted to chime in and emphasize that you did focus on that. Hey, have to do this before you get the $100, or once you hit the $100,
right.
you won't even notice.
Right, so, exactly. It becomes so easy to just spend everything that you make. And we do that sometimes in our personal lives too. It's good to set aside what you want off the top, and then, you know, spend the remainder versus spending whatever's left over. You want to spend, you know, you want to save from the beginning.
Right. Okay. So two more.
All right. So the next one is to realize that taxes aren't a bad thing. I want to help you pay the least amount legally possible, but we also want you to make money. And part of making money means paying taxes. It's just part of our duties as Americans. And so if you're making money, that means you're also paying taxes. And we want you to be making money. So realize that paying taxes is not always a bad thing. I want to help you be prepared for that, but it's not, you know, taxes also aren't a dirty word. It means that you're making money. You only have to pay taxes if you're making something. And so we want to get you to the point to where your bragging rights is how much you paid in taxes this year, okay?
That's awesome.
All right. So, and the last one is just to, what I say, mind your business. Really be ready to take, you know, if you're calling yourself the band leader, if you're calling yourself the CEO, really be ready to operate like that, right? Be ready to learn, be ready to understand things and allow people to explain things to you. Don't so much take this high road of like, you know, everything. Be willing to learn and realize that you can't do things on your own. Be ready to bring in a team of people to help you with, you know, with the things that you're not so good at. And so that's kind of the mistakes that I'd like them to overcome. So we've got, a good foundation to start working with.
Right. And I find that it would be easier for you if you have those small areas that can be large mistakes, that it's easier for you to go on to the next level with your client when those things are taken care of right off the top.
For sure.
And one thing that is another thing that's cool about, your site and some of the information we're getting is that because you get a lot of information about relief. So, for instance, I ran into the iPhone tax relief, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people want to know all about that. And then you mentioned some other cool apps as well. Touch upon that for us.
Sure. So I am totally okay with you having that DIY, like do-it-yourself mentality. And, you know, as you're building, you know, the funds to be able to hire a team, you're doing a lot of things on your own. That's totally understandable. And so one of the things that is one of the biggest hits on the website is about how to deduct your iPhone or your Android, whatever your flavor is, okay? So if you have an iPhone or cell phone, a part of that, the cost of that phone, a part of the cost of the monthly, the monthly fees, the apps that you buy, all of that can be deducted on your taxes if you're using it for business purposes. And so that's one of the things that you just want to keep in mind when tax time rolls around, is that you can definitely take a deduction for part of that phone. I'm on my cell phone right now, and obviously this is a business phone call, so I'm going to make sure that, you know, part of this bill is part of the, you know, the deductions for taxes next year. And so I also have, like, a bunch of apps that I use on the phone. The accounting software that I use is called Xero, X-E-R-O. You can find them at Xero.com. And they have a really cool app where you can snap pictures of your receipts, so you're not having to hold on to those anymore. So keeping that envelope or that shoebox isn't necessary if you're actually keeping, you know, snapping a photo of the receipt. It allows you to kind of get rid of it, and it's out of your head. Another one, the apps that I use is called Bill.com. And that allows you to make sure that you're sending invoices and things like that to people so that you're getting paid faster. So whether, like, for example, for our recording studios, we do that if they're billing by the hour for when you come in, or if you're doing a voiceover or something like that, you definitely want to make sure that you're, you know, treating yourself as a business and being professional. And so you want to send out invoices and receipts and things like that. So all of those apps can be added to that list of things that are, you know, deductible if they cost anything. And, you know, and the other things that you guys use, whether that's writing or voice recording or anything like that. So I definitely encourage you to visit the growthgroup.com website and check out all of the tax deductions that we have listed on there. There's a blog post that I did a while ago that's 100 tax deductions that you can use. So definitely be sure to hit that up before when tax season rolls around so that you can make sure you're taking advantage of all of the stuff that's available to you.
And we'll also add that on our Twitter page. I only got through a few of them. So while this is all...
Yeah,
I need to print this out and put it up. And right, like you said, at tax season, just start checking off the list, checking it off, and see what I do, which is very, very cool. So do you have any writers or poets or any of that, like, on your client list right now?
I do. One of my clients is a book writer here out of Atlanta, Georgia. She released three books last year. It was a series, and so she released all three of those out last year, and she did pretty well with that. I do have a book writer and author on my client list, and she's amazing. And I also have, like, of course, like, songwriters and producers, things like that. So yeah, I do.
So that's another question. You mentioned she was amazing. So do you get, because you love you're a lover of the arts as well. So do you get kind of like, wow, these artists that I'm working with are just dynamic? Do you also get involved in their artistic backgrounds and some of the things that they work on?
Sorry, you were breaking up a little bit. Can you ask me that again?
Do you get involved in the artistic nature of the artists that you actually work on? Because you're an artist as well. I'm pretty sure you get inclined to dive into what they do.
Oh, I see what you mean. I put my instrument down a while ago. I am a supporter, but I'm not necessarily a participator in the creative side. I love to watch it. I love to watch it happen, and I totally support it. But I'm not active in that. Like, I'm involved in the creation of the product. So not that part, but I'm definitely an avid supporter of the arts and K-12 music programs. And a lot of cities have been eliminated. So I work with some nonprofits as well that are kind of filling in that gap.
Awesome. So what's coming up next for the growth group? Are you accepting clients, and how can we stay connected?
Sure. So what's coming up next is that we're continuing with the monthly luck series, and we are also, yes, we are accepting new clients. One of the things is, especially for the top of the year, I only accept 75 clients a year. And so we have, you know, the people that continue to roll over, but then, you know, we only fill spots typically through the beginning of the year if there's a cancellation, but we are accepting new clients now. You can, of course, stay connected on, you know, Twitter and Instagram. Everything's at Growth Group. What's coming up next is really that we're just going to continue to put out these blog posts and help educate you, help you to learn the business that you're in, and, you know, provide the best information possible. And if you have any questions, you can email me directly at info@growthgroup.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That is all the time we have today, audience. Thank you, Alexis, for being here with us. We are sure to stay connected and up to date with the Growth Group. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing an amazing job engaging us. I appreciate that your information is entertaining as well as educational. We truly appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thanks for
now,
having
sure
me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. It was our pleasure. Make sure you guys go to their website, growthgroup.com, and read up all the information. session. You only got a snippet of what she delivers, and a wealth of information. It's actually very entertaining, as I said, and it's inspiring, especially. And that's a big thing to say to the right brainers out there. But please check it out, because, like I said, it's all about you having a regal business, and part of it is taking care of your taxes and any area of your money. Guys, tune in next week for another great episode of the Regal Poet Radio Show. Stay connected with us on all of the social medias under Regal Poet, and send us an email if you want us to interview a regal artist or a regal industry leader, just like Alexis. Thank you to our sponsors at Spirit of Excellence Event Staffing and Services for their support. Remember, friends, as you build up your art business, always keep yourself. Have a great day, everyone.